delegating control is a matter of trust. Trusts are all the rage. To create a trust is easy. It starts with a 30-plus page trust deed, which allows you to hand all or some of your money to a completely separate entity so you do not control it anymore. Why would anyone want to do that? Well, people get worried about being sued and losing the lot, or their ex-spouse finding it, or their accountant says it's a good way to save tax. There are three major players in the trust world. The trustee is generally a long-suffering individual who is chosen to be the gatekeeper of someone else's fortune. They harbour thoughts of throwing off their responsible image and doing a runner to Rio, if you make it. Trustees are often suspected of torturing difficult beneficiaries by giving them their inheritance on a drip-drip basis. The beneficiary can slouch around waiting to be paid, grouching and whinging about how the trustee is not doing a good job. Yes, it's a lot of fun. Beneficiaries of discretionary trusts are a little better behaved, as the trustee decides who gets the money, and in some trusts, the trustee can decide not to give anyone anything. This leads to the phenomenon of trustee's pet, for those beneficiaries who know which side their bread is buttered. The appointor is a shadowy figure who works behind the scenes and usually decides how the trustees are dismissed and who replaces them. If he does not like what the trustees are doing, he sacks them. Making yourself the appointor allows you to call the shots and continue to control your fortune. Trusts have drama, intrigue, and can be a great source of entertainment in your declining years.
I'm Paul Brennan, and that was an extract from my book, The Law is an Ass, Make Sure It Doesn't Bite Yours.